AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's not clear what the status is of the people who had been occupying a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon. Their leaders were arrested during a traffic stop. Shots were fired and one of the protesters was killed. The AP's Manuel Valdez is in Bend, Oregon.
Federal and state law enforcement pulled over Eamon Bundy and his group as they were making their way to a community meeting in a town north of Bern called John Day. There was some sort of firefight, and one person was killed, one of the occupiers of the refuge here in Oregon. His name was Robert Lavoy Finneco, a spokesman for the group.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown is asking for patience as officials continue pursuit of a swift and peaceful resolution. Police in Seattle say the shooting deaths of two people at a homeless encampment was targeted, and the community is in no danger. No arrests have been made. The shootings happened in an area known as the jungle. Trading has started on Wall Street. All of the indexes started off in negative territory today. Crude oil prices are lower. Apple is predicting its first sales decline in 13 years. There were lower stocks in China as well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 126 points. Fox News says Donald Trump is welcome at tomorrow night's Republican presidential debate in Iowa. He has decided not to come. Trump is not happy with Fox News and one of the anchors, Megyn Kelly.
I was all set to do the debate. I came here to do the debate. When they sent out the wise guy press releases a little while ago, done by some PR person along with Roger Ailes, I said bye-bye.
Donald Trump says he plans to raise money for wounded warriors at the same time the debate is going on in Iowa. Meantime, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders travels to the White House today to meet with President Obama. The White House is calling the meeting an informal event. This is AP Radio News. Federal agents say a man in Milwaukee wanted to storm a Masonic temple with a machine gun and kill at least 30 people. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says this does not appear to be any further threat to the community.
Based on my reading of the criminal complaint, it appears that this individual was not acting with others. I don't know that for certain, but that he had shared his confidences with several people who are working with the FBI.
Sammy Mohammed Hamza is in custody, and investigators say he wanted to set off more mass shootings in the U.S. A tourist in Denmark has been infected with the Zika virus. She had traveled to South and Central America. British virologist Andrew Easton is worried.
It's spreading incredibly rapidly, much more rapidly than has been seen before. But this is the first time it's really encountering such a large potential population to infect.
Officials say there is little risk of Zika spreading in Denmark. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.